When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You.
From Television City in Hollywood, here's Judy.
The beat of the drum is all you hear. It's far away and not too clear. And then the tubas fill the air. There's not a sound like it anywhere. And then the sound is high and shrill. The flutes, the piccolo start to trill. The bells, the chimes, the clarinets. The timpani horns, the brass cornets. But the greatest sound alive, the sound that gives it a drive, is not the drums or the clarinets, the tubas or the brass cornets. The sound that makes the people cheer is when the troubles appear. 76 trombones lead the big parade, with 110 cornets close at hand. They are followed by rows and rows of the finest virtuosos, the cream of every famous band. 76 trombones catch the morning sun, with 110 cornets right behind. There are more than 1,000 reeds springing up like weeds. There are horns of every shape and kind. There are copper bottom timpani and horse platoons, thundering, thundering all along the way. Double bell euphoniums and big bassoons, each bassoon having his big fat say. There are 50 mounted cannon in the battery, thundering, thundering louder than before. Clarinets of every size and trumpeters who improvise a full octave higher than the score. There was a time when I led the big parade, and I was just as proud as could be. I heard the mellow tones of the slide trombones, and I sang, and they followed me. Da 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 da.
That, of course, was Judy Garland taking us along a different kind of Main Street from The Music Man. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating from the nearly holiday-like hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, The Music Man, of course, is one of many Broadway musicals that celebrates that great tradition of the band being the center of, a number of highly motivated individuals who come from all walks of life and all musical genres, jazz bands, swing bands, dance bands, marching bands, Deutsche Bands, to inflame and highly dramatized musically, the American musical, almost from its inception. And that's what we're going to look at today. Today's show is called Come Follow the Band, which is a song from Barnum we'll get to hear later. And the reason I thought about it was the most recent musical opening on Broadway is The Band's Visit, with a score by David Yazbek that was an off-Broadway hit last year and has finally and successfully moved to Broadway. It's a great show. I urge you to go see it if you're thinking of buying tickets to something for your Christmas and or Hanukkah list. That would be very high up there. We'll play a song from it later in the show, but it inspired me to look at different bands. Well, in the American musical theater, certainly among its great composers and lyricists, there is one band that towers among the rest from 1912, and that, of course, is Alexander's Ragtime Band. A song written as a Tin Pan Alley one-off by Irving Berlin became the biggest hit of its time, or the biggest hit up to that time. It sold something like 1 million copies of sheet music within 4 months and went on to sell 2 million copies and was recorded by just about everyone. It was not really written for a musical per se, but since it involves Irving Berlin, and it made Irving Berlin's career, we sort of nudge it a little bit into that express lane. Here is Frank Sinatra from 1947, from I think the Old Gold radio show, with a great guest, none other than Irving Berlin. And these two skinny meringues, as my mother used to call them, are going to give us a version of Alexander's Ragtime Band. Very fun to listen to their byplay from the radio.
Thank you, neighbors. You know, we could stand here from now until the 4th of July and sing tunes by Irving Berlin, and every one of them would be a favorite of yours. And when you come right down to it, I guess every one of them would be a big hunk of your life, too. Because I'll bet it was an Irving Berlin tune you were humming when you first got your long pants and when you went on your first date, and possibly when you met the gal with the moonlight in her eyes. So, boys and girls, here is Irving Berlin.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Frank. I'm greatly honored by that tribute. But I want you to know that I'm a fan of yours, too.
Mm-hmm.
You bet. During Blue Skies, I was in the wings swooning.
Oh, the round haircut button shoe type, huh? One of the more mature Bobby Sockers. Irving, it really gives us a lot of kicks to help you celebrate your 40th anniversary. Let's see. Now, if this is your 40th anniversary, that means that you wrote your first song back in 1907, hey? What was that first song, Irving?
Well, it was called Marie from Sunny Italy.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I can picture it all. You were a wealthy American playboy. You meet this ravishingly beautiful creature named Marie. It's a moonlit night, and in the Bay of Naples, the two of you all alone in a gondola. Suddenly, in a burst of genius, you compose this great hit song in the back of a love letter. Hey?
Well, you're close, Frank. Only I wasn't a wealthy playboy. I was a singing waiter. It wasn't the Bay of Naples. It was in 12 Pell Street, New York City.
Oh.
It wasn't a gondola. It was a joint. And I'm afraid I didn't know Marie. She was just a rhyme for Italy.
But it was a hit, wasn't it? I mean, a gold mine, huh?
A gold mine. Well, Frank, that song earned exactly 33 cents.
Well, a very small type gold mine. You know, the music that the orchestra's playing pretty well sums up the tunes that Irving Berlin has written. You keep coming back like a song. That was so true of all the many wonderful songs in the motion picture Alexander's Ragtime Band that 20th Century Fox decided to reissue it. That's a great picture, Irving, and a great tribute to the permanence of your music in the hearts of the American people. Right now, all of us on the Old Gold Show would like to have a gang sing with some of those memorable melodies. And Irving, for the title song of that picture, I think you and I ought to get a couple of straw hats, some bamboo canes, and do this down in one, in front of the Olio, you know.
You mean the team of Sinatra and Berlin coming on.
Here we go, let's rock it. Oh, my honey, oh, my honey, better hurry and let's meander.
Ain't you going to the leader man, the ragged meter man.
Oh, my honey, oh, my honey, let me take you to Alexander's grandstand, brass band.
You better hurry along.
Come on in here. Come on in here. Alexander's ragtime band.
Great band.
Come on in here. Come on in here. It's the best band in the land.
They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war.
That's just the bestest band. What am my little honey lamb?
Come on along, come on along.
I'm right behind you.
And let me take you by the hand up to the man, the man who is the leader of that band.
And if you care to hear the Swanee River play in ragtime,
come on in here,
come on in here.
Alexander, great ragtime band.
Sinatra and Irving Berlin celebrating Berlin's great hit. It's funny. Berlin was, what would I say, musically talented with no technique whatsoever. And he performed a lot during his lifetime. And Kitty Carlisle Hart said he had a voice so high only a dog could hear it. So it's really adorable to hear him on the radio there from the 40s. Well, many bands have sort of wended their way through American pop culture. The original Dixieland jazz band was a big group in the early part of this 20th century, and they have this classic called At the Jazz Band Ball, and in 1950, no one other than Johnny Mercer, a great lyricist and a great performer, a great radio personality as well, wrote lyrics to it. So here is Johnny Mercer to give us his version of a particular jazz band down from Dixieland.
Back when a nickel would buy one drink of respectable rye, piano players in the honky-tonks would have to work on the slide. One tune was known to a few, some steady habitués too. So the word of mouth spread around the South, solid entree new. You better dig that jazz band ball, 'cause it's the ball of them all. Four or five musicians in a small saloon, inventing a ragtime tune. They kind of made up their own brand without a note on the stand, and they called it D-I-X-I-E hyphen L-A-N-D land.
Well, sir, you know it caught on. What's more, it was strictly bon ton, 'cause like the winner at the starting game, the music got it gone. Oh, jazz moved from over the tracks into the society shacks. It was wonderful and deductible from the income tax. You better dig that jazz band ball, it's the ball of them all.
When the trumpet player took a monologue, the people said, who got dog? And if you asked how come the yell, they turned around and said, well,
when the band plays J-A-double-C, it's a B-A-double-L.
Cozy corner, we can flip our lid like mommy and daddy did.
I'm gonna dance you around that hall, and honey bunch, that ain't all. When the band plays J, double Z jazz, hey boy.
Our good pal, Johnny Mercer. You know, Johnny Mercer was a radio personality in the 40s and into the 50s, and he sang a lot of his own material, of course, material he wrote with Arlen and other people's material. And at one point, I believe in Chicago, he was voted the number one black personality on the air. It's a of course, is amusing because he was white and from Savannah, Georgia, but he definitely understood African-American music certainly better than 99% of white personalities out there in the 30s and 40s. Well, speaking of people who understand jazz bands, let's go to Cole Porter. Cole Porter, what are you talking about? What do you have to do with jazz bands in Dixieland? Well, he had a lot to do with them in the 1956, I think it is, film High Society, for which he wrote the score based on the Philadelphia story. And people tend to forget that he wrote two very swinging songs for Louis Armstrong. So the song we're going to hear is one of those great breakdown of band songs, kind of in the mode of a song like Birth of the Blues, which you sort of add one faction and then another and another and another, and it all sort of builds up. And here is Satchmo himself, though, singing from the 1958 Newport Jazz Festival. So it's not Bing Crosby. It's all Satchmo. He refers to himself as Bing Crosby in Technicolor. And let us hear Now You Has Jazz, written by Cole Porter. Who'd have thunk it?
These cozy voiciosos is just about the greatest in the trade. They're going to show you now exactly how, or approximately, jazz music is made. Yes. And now you take some skin, jazz begin. Take a bass, now we get someplace. Take a box, the one that rocks. New Orleans, horn blown and strumming. Yeah, take a stick, one with a lick. Take a bone, oh, the phone. Take a spot, the one that's hot. Now you have jazz, 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 jazz. La two-tone song, kind of therapeutic. Now you have jazz, 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 jazz. Be not troubled. It's from a young one. Now you have jazz, jazz, jazz. Billy Kyle at the piano. Mort Herbert backs him up on the bass. Old face. And listen to a little Danny Barcelona.
I listen to, oh, well, you know who. Come on down here, Pops. Don't you want to pick up on what's left here, Daddy?
Him, Bing Crosby and Technicolor.
If you sail,
sail it, sail it,
across the sea,
will you wait for me?
Take my tip, they're on Montehip in Italy.
Well, our duchy. As for France,
oh, they take
you. Yeah, believe it or not,
I believe you, yes, indeed.
The Frenchmen all prefer what they call les jazz hot boy.
Oh, well, you take a plane,
Babadouze,
go to Siam,
Bantiyan,
and Bangkok today, round the clock, they love the jam.
Babadouze,
the Indians are,
oh, ba-ba-da-da-da,
the Amazon,
the time oversized,
the big one bar, and all of them are,
well, gone, man, gone.
Oh,
Bounty Critter,
up to here, but don't pass the plate, folks, don't pass the cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up, and I'll be up like a rosebud, high on the vine. Don't thumb your nose, but take a tip from mine. I'm a little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get me some, and look out, well, here I come. Mortgage up to here. Don't pass the plate, folks. Don't pass the cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up. And I'll be up like a rosebud, high on the vine. Don't thumb your nose, but take a tip of mine. I'm a little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get me some. And look out, well, yeah, I got.
A second shot by Satch at a great jazz band tune, also from a musical. This was from Wildcat. Yes, a Lucille Ball musical that came and went so quick it make your head spin in the early 60s, score by Cy Coleman, who seems to be very attracted to bands, perhaps because he was a jazz band leader himself. And wrote about it in a number of shows. I don't think I've ever played anything from Wildcat before, and perhaps never will again. But that's amusing to me that if you go to, I don't know, any of the many, many college football games going on, you will always hear Alexander's Ragtime Band from a musical, 76 Trombones from a musical, March of the Wooden Soldiers from an operetta, and Hey, Look Me Over. It's become much more popular during a football halftime than it ever was in the theater, and certainly in the Broadway theater. So again, one of the strange things about the American musical. Our show today is called Come Follow the Band, and we are following the progress of bands in various Broadway musicals. Here is the number from which we derive our title from Barnum, also Cy Coleman. Wonderful lyrics by Michael Stewart and a great performance by Jim Dale as Barnum. And I think Hugh Jackman is going to make a Christmas movie about Barnum, but this is the one near and dear to our hearts. Come Follow the Band. The
Class king of jewels or of ice cream that's vanilla. And if I really have to, I can sing it a cappella.
And the crowd goes wild for Barbara Cook, and why wouldn't they? I think that number was written by her longtime accompanist, Wally Harper. It's Better with a Band. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. And today we're looking at how things are better when you have a band. And in particular, I just want to do a shout-out to a terrific new Broadway musical, The Band's Visit, which just opened at... on Broadway, I think at the Ethel Barrymore. Terrific cast, and we'll talk a little more about it later in the broadcast. Well, as I often say, our show is supported by a generous grant from the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. And when it comes to the Gershwins and bands, it can only really lead you to one place, the 1927/1930 musical Strike Up the Band, with a book by George S. Kaufman. And this is from a wonderful archival recording. Golly, when is it from? The late 80s, early 90s, Roxbury Records, which went and recorded a lot of unrecorded Gershwin scores. And here is the title number as pretty much originally performed. I think it's Jason Graw who sings it. I'm ashamed to say I don't know, because the liner notes, which I actually wrote, I've lost them. But at any rate, here is a great performance of the Gershwins, Strike Up the Band.
We fought in 1917, rum-ta-da-dum-tum-tum, and drove the tyrant from the scene, rum-ta-da-dum-tum-tum. We're in a bigger, better war for your patriotic pastime. We don't know what we're fighting for, but we didn't know the last time. So load the cannon, draw the blade, rum-ta-da-dum-tum-tum. Come on and join the big parade. Rum-ta-da-dum-tum, rum-ta-da-dum-tum, rum-ta-da-dum-tum-tum. Let the drums roll out, let the trumpet call, while the people shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all, to the marshal swing, strike up the band. There is work to be done, there's a war to be won, come you son of a gun, take your stand, all in line, yea, come along, let's go. Hey, leader, strike up the band. Thank you.
And we are striking up the band here on Broadway to Main Street. The next song is our third Cy Coleman song. Just happened to work out that way. I suppose we could have included a fourth, Hey There, Good Times, which was played during the curtain call, or after the curtain call, and I Love My Wife. At any rate, here's the big one. I'm a Brass Band lyrics by Dorothy Fields from Sweet Charity. I'm going to play the film version with Shirley MacLaine because I think, well, frankly, the band is bigger. So take it away from Sweet Charity.
Somebody loves me. My heart is beating so fast. All kinds of music is pouring out of me. Somebody loves me at last. Now I'm a brass band, I'm a harpsichord, I'm a clarinet. I'm the Philadelphia Orchestra, I'm the modern jazz quartet. I'm the band from Macy's Big Parade, a wild Count Basie blast. I'm the bells of St. Peter's in Rome, I'm tissue paper on a comb. And all kinds of music is pouring out of me, 'cause somebody loves me at last.
Are what we're celebrating today, all the way from the Philadelphia Orchestra to the Modern Jazz Quartet. Well, not exactly, but a full range of bands. Let us turn to a swing band off stage at this particular point in the show, but from a great score called Ballroom. I saw that show during, I think, Thanksgiving break when it opened in 1978, and it's got such nice stuff in it. It didn't catch on, but it had a heartbreaking performance by Dorothy Loudon and great music by Billy Goldenberg. And fantastic, fantastic lyrics, if you really listen to them, by Alan and Marilyn Bergman. I think the only Broadway show they contributed to in a major way. At any rate, here is a terrific band and a terrific performance by Dorothy Loudon. ¶¶
There's a terrific band and a real nice crowd. That's what Angie said. Never will understand, with a whole evening planned, how I got here instead. I defrosted a lamb chop and was going to watch a movie on TV. Now I'm standing under a neon sign, watching it shine on me. There's a terrific band and a real nice crowd, and it'll do me good to get out. It isn't a singles bar, it's only a ballroom, so what am I so nervous about? What if no one asks me to dance? What if someone asks me to dance? What if I catch the next bus? There's a real nice crowd, and that band sure knows how to play. I'll just go in and see what it's like. I don't have to stay. Maybe it wouldn't be so bad if I had someone to walk in with. Maury, if you were here. But then, Maury, if you were here, I wouldn't be here to begin with. Is it a club for boozers, a haven for losers who come to escape the truth? One of those places with painted party faces, full of middle-aged people reliving their youth. Maybe it's more like a party with colored lights circling the floor. And you dance and dream, and you check your coat and cares at the door. There's a terrific band and a real nice crowd. That's what Angie said. Part of me says go home, but there's another part saying go on. Twinkle toes, a little more lipstick, and maybe some rouge. Here goes. What do you got to lose? Only a night, who cares? That isn't the Matterhorn, it's only a flight of stairs. Why don't you try it? You might even like it.
And in she goes. Let's look at some other bands a little more contemporary. Here are two shows from the 21st century that looks at bands completely different. A Deutsche band and a rock band, but both from a wonderfully comic perspective. Let's turn to the Producers.
Haben Sie gehört das Deutsche Band?
Mit der Bang, mit der Boom, mit der Bing Bang, Bing Bang.
Haben Sie gehört das Deutsche Band?
Mit der Bang, mit der Boom, mit der Bing Bang, Bing Bang Boom.
Russian folk songs and French ooh-la-la can't compare.
This and German oom-pa-pa.
Wir sehen, haben Sie gehört das Deutsche Band?
Mit der Set, me to zap, me to sing. Polish polkas, they're stupid and they're rotten. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that Schweigen, Reigen, Schoner, Schützen, Schmutzen, Sauerbraten. Key change! Versen. Haben Sie gehört, das deutsche Band? Mit der Set, mit der Sap, mit der Sing. It's the only kind of music that the Huns und the Honeys love to sing. That's our Hitler!
Yeah! Come on in! Come on! Fast, fast, fast! Come in! Come in quickly! Don't anyone see you!
What's going on, Mr. Schneebly?
You want to know what's going on? I will let you know what is going on, Little Miss Sunshine. How come none of you told me you could play music?
What difference does it make?
What difference? I thought you all were a bunch of little douchebags. But now I know that you're soul brothers and soul sisters. You, Zach, you ever play electric guitar?
No, my dad won't let me.
Oh, really?
He thinks it's a waste of time.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's waste that time together, shall we?
Take a hold of your axe and try to pluck out this riff.
That's good. That's good.
Now let your shoulders relax. You don't want to be so stiff. In the band.
You, what is your name?
Katie.
Katie!
Turn a cello this way, and it's practically like a bass. Pop the string when you play, and watch how you shred my face.
Whoa, whoa, somebody find my face! She's shredding it off! Oh no, it's right here, it's right here.
Keep on rocking each note.
Stupid to play anything else.
Shut up!
Shut up!
Sit your butt in the skins and try to whack out a beat.
That's good. That's good for my grandma, who's deaf.
Feel the groove in your pins that slowly turn up the heat.
Hey, now he's playing like my grandma who's alive! All right!
And now rat-a-tat-tat with the bass and hi-hat. Make it juicy and fat. Yes, exactly like that. And now shut it down. You're in the band. I need a couple of roadies. I need someone on tech. Who wants to be security?
I will.
Can I be the stylist?
Check.
Yes! It's just Weebly. I still don't have a job.
Well, how about being manager? Is that something you could swing? It means I'm putting you in charge of the whole damn thing. We've got our band.
Yes, Freddie, keep playing like that. Katie, look at me, come in on G. Yeah, just like that, exactly like that. Zach, my man, look at me, crunchy chords high up on G. Just like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for. All right, Lawrence, take me. Yes! Ladies, look at me and do everything I do. Watch.
Now repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the band.
That was from the current Broadway production of School of Rock. A fertile reminder, if perhaps a little loud one, that Andrew Lloyd Webber sure knows how to rock with the best of them, and certainly began his career in that mode with Jesus Christ Superstar. We are nearing the end of our broadcast today, and I'm really thrilled to give you a lagniappe, as they say down in New Orleans, where the original jazz, Dixieland jazz band came from, that a phrase to give you a little treat to whet your appetite, as they say down there. This is from the musical The Band's Visit, with a score by David Yazbek, which just opened on Broadway after a very successful off-Broadway run. And it's about this tiny Egyptian band, police orchestra band, that gets lost in the middle of a tiny, tiny town in Israel where, quote, nothing ever happens. But it's, of course, it's a musical, so a lot happens, and it really unlocks a lot of heart and passion and sentiment through music, which is what we love here. Here is Katrina Lenk, who stars as an Israeli cafe owner, and she sings a song about the Egyptian movies she loved from her youth. It's a cut given to us by the press office, and I hope sometime we'll get to hear soon the full cast album of The Band's Visit, scored by David Yazbek. Here's a wonderful performance by Katrina Lenk of a song called Omar Sharif. Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street,
Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.